And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne there were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Revelation 4:2-5. Friends, welcome to our program this morning. Last week we spoke of the fact that Jesus is Lord, God is sovereign. Remember, it is more important to know who holds the future than to know what the future holds. It is more important for us to know the one who holds the future than to know what the future holds. Everything that happens in our world happens around the fact that Jesus is Lord and God is sovereign. Jesus is Lord. Our God reigns. John and the early Christians needed to know that, and we as Christians today need to know this also. In Revelation, God is giving us a glimpse of the throne room so we can know that He reigns. What does this vision say to us? How does it affect us this morning? First, we must learn to view all of life from the press box, from the throne room. When a football game gets close, some coaches like to go to the press box. They want to see the game from a different perspective. They want to be able to see the whole picture. Sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes coaches need to get off the playing field and see what is really happening from above. There are things they can see from the press box that you can't see from another perspective. Revelation is our press box. When we step into the throne room of God, we can see life from a much different perspective. We can see things as they really are, rather than just see them from a human perspective. Some of us need to adjust our game plan by stepping into the press box. Some of us are filled with doubt. We're anxious, worrisome, cynical, pessimistic, and are about to be overcome by the opposing forces of Satan. You see, we have spent too much time listening to what the sociologists, philosophers, entertainers, politicians, and the media are saying about life and how we should live. We are consulting too many self-help books written from a human perspective, using human wisdom. What we should be doing is consulting someone who's been there, who has stood in the presence of God, seen life from the press box, from the throne room. John will tell us how it really is. What's really going on from a heavenly perspective. Don't listen to those on the sidelines. This can be fatal. I like what Stephen Curtis Chapman wrote. The Lord of the gentle breeze is also the Lord of the rough and tumble, and He is the King of this jungle. Jesus is Lord, friends. God is sovereign. Secondly, Revelation 4 tells us God is not dead. God is not sunk. So let's stop acting like He is. A 6-year-old was praying in his Sunday school class. He prayed that God take care of his mama, his daddy, his grandparents. And then he adds this, and he said, God, take care of yourself also, for if you're sunk, we're all in trouble. Friends, that's great theology. Too many of us are living like God is sunk. Without meaning to, we've bought into the modern devilish lie that God is dead. Listen, are we acting as if God is sunk? If we worry more than we pray, if we regret more than we hope, then we're acting like God is sunk, that God is dead. And that's just not so. John says so in Revelation 4. It's time we believe it. It's time that we live it. Thirdly, this morning, Revelation 4 tells us, when you can't trace God's hand, trust that He still rules. You see, there are times when life tumbles in, when the tumor is malignant, when we must visit the cemetery, when the sky turns dark and we can't see the light, and we're not sure what God is doing or even where He is. We, like David, ask, God, where are you? What are you doing? Why me, Lord? When you can't trace God's hand, trust that He still rules. You think we have confusion. What about these Christians in the first century? They certainly couldn't see God's hand, but He sent them this vision which says, I still rule. Listen to these scriptures throughout the Bible. And lo, I'm with you always, to the very end of the world. God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good. Let me share a story about William Borden. His family owned the Borden Dairy Industry. In 1906, William Borden graduated from high school, and his parents offered him anything he wanted for a graduation present. He chose a trip around the world. By boat, train, and on foot, William Borden traveled the world. He came home with a heart burning to alleviate the suffering people of the world and to share Jesus with them. He wanted to be a missionary. His family kind of brushed him off, thinking that he would get over this ambition. William went to Yale and received a business degree. After Yale, William told his parents, "I want to be a missionary. I'm going to be a missionary." So he enrolled in Princeton Divinity School of Religion. His parents said, "No, you're not. You're taking your place in our dairy business." That night, he wrote in his Bible, "No reserves." Upon graduation from Princeton, William wrote in his Bible, "No retreat." William left America for a mission effort in China. While passing through Egypt, he contracted cerebral meningitis. He died 10 days later in Egypt. The American media picked up the story with headlines, "William Borden, heir apparent to the Borden dairy industry, dies in Egypt. What a waste. What a waste of money. What a waste of education. What a waste of energy. What a waste of ambition." After 8 years of schooling, halfway around the world, in the middle of nowhere, William dies. A disappointment to his parents, without ever fulfilling his dream. Indeed, what a waste. But why don't we ask William Borden? For in Cairo, a few hours before his death, he wrote two more words in his Bible. No regrets. No reserves, no retreats, no regrets. 6 words from someone who understood that even though things seemed out of control around him, he knew that Jesus is Lord and that God is sovereign. This morning, the view from the press box, from the throne room, is that God is alive and well. The throne is not up for grabs. It is occupied by our Father, and he reigns. So stop doubting like he doesn't. Stop worrying like he doesn't. Stop regretting like he doesn't. And friends, start praying like he does. Start hoping like he does. And above all, start living like he does. There are some listening this morning that need to surrender to God. Become his child by faith. Faith in Christ. Faith in Christ, you cannot get a correct picture of life if you don't see Jesus. Jesus said, "You shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins." John 8:24. Repent. You cannot get going in the right direction unless you repent. Repenting is changing directions, turning. "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish," Jesus says in Luke 13:3. Confession. Jesus promises that if we confess him before men, he'll confess us before his Father in heaven, Matthew 10:32. And New Testament baptism. Immersion in water for the forgiveness of all your sins. Baptism changes your relationship by placing you in Christ by the blood that was shed on Calvary, Romans 6:3-4. Friends, if there's any way that we can help you today, would you please let us know? And until next week, may God bless and keep you.